When you really think about it, fasting is the number one thing that Satan attacks of our faith. We're going to get into why and how he does that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, as I was reflecting in prayer this morning, I was thinking about this sort of holy triangle that Jesus gives us: fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. Think about in the last 50 to 60 years, which one of these has gone down the most? Now, if you notice, it's probably the case that in the last 50 to 60 years, the church has been more generous in terms of giving out money. So almsgiving is probably up. People are very generous with the church. So this is something that is still around, and it's not very much attacked. And prayer, despite what maybe you perhaps think, it's out there in all types of ways, but probably sometimes praying erroneously or praying superficially. But of the three, fasting is the one that is the most attacked. Now, first, I want to talk about, like, just on a natural level, how that is. I was reflecting on glyphosate, this chemical that they spray on wheat, that it's so much the case that he doesn't want us to fast on bread and water, that he's even made our wheat and our bread poison for us. And whereas before it maybe fed us and allowed us to grow and get into that proper place spiritually, now it's actually killing us, and people are gluten intolerant, as well as all types of other diseases. Literally, our bread, which was supposed to sustain us, is the thing that's killing us. And we should really take note. This started about 50 to 60 years ago in the 1970s. Now, fasting in the spiritual life, why would he attack this and not other things? And I would say, first of all, look at the first temptation. It's about food. The temptation in the Garden of Eden had to do with food, with this improper eating. I would say Satan even attacks fasting more than belief in the Eucharist, because it's fasting that allows us to see that the Eucharist is something supernatural. Fasting draws us away from the natural. It invites us into a type of death so that our spirit can become more prevalent. Our soul and all the spiritual characteristics that we have as humans can grow, and we can begin understanding things of the faith from a supernatural level. We can see that it's Jesus present in the Eucharist, and it's not just a ceremony or a symbol or something for us to kind of be in harmony with other people, that it's this divine sacrifice that Christ is present on the altar. Fasting gives us this supernatural vision that only praying can't, because you have many people that pray and pray, and yet their faith doesn't grow, and they don't know why. Fasting is like the gunpowder of a bullet. If we're praying without fasting, we're shooting blanks. You're shooting a lot of bullets, of course you are, but none of them are really piercing anything, neither yourself nor the enemy. And Satan knows that fasting is one of the biggest ways to conquer us. When we see at the different sermons and homilies of the saints, they talk about fasting's ability to help us pull away from sin, one of its first effects, pulling us away from sin, and then pulling us away from this disordered affection for the world and lifting us up to heaven in this thing that we encounter all the time, eating. Another reason why he attacks fasting is because it's the common way that we sacrifice when we come before God. We know that sacrifices are how we grow closer to God. And the most common way that we can do that is in eating. It's not in whipping ourselves or rolling around in thorns, although we may do those things from time to time. But the ordinary way in which Catholics are supposed to suffer is, in fact, through fasting. When you take that away, we're hardly even a faith at all. It's just sort of this kind of human emotional thing. It's not a real spirituality. Another thing that's important to look at is that fasting has decreased not just since Vatican II, but even before that. In the last 100 years, fasting has decreased from before it was around 100 days per year or so, because there was different types of fasts on Fridays and then on Lent and Advent. There was all these prescribed things. Now there's hardly any, maybe 10, maybe 20 days max during the year, if not less. The church has unfortunately made all these exceptions. The benefit, though, is that it's optional. So if we choose it, there's more merit there. So in these weeks leading up to Lent, I want you to supercharge your spiritual life and your prayer and everything else about your faith through fasting. This really, it's like drying out the wood so that it could be set on fire with the Holy Spirit. Go into it. When you go to pray, fast. When you go to Mass, fast, but fast longer. Have a day once per week where you fast on bread and water for the conversion and salvation of your family, for the deliverance of the souls in purgatory. You will see. Do not be afraid of doing this. The rewards that we receive when we fast are absolutely incredible. They are way more than any of the sacrifices that we have to do. Whatever sufferings you undergo in fasting, completely worth it. If you are someone that struggles to fast for one reason or another, ask God for the grace. Try it out for a portion of the day, then maybe increase it to a little bit more of the day, little by little. God will guide you. Our Lady will guide you. Fasting will change your life. Have the courage to take it up. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.